Yes, it's the all Cockney edition of Get This Around the Nation on Triple M.
That's right.
We've gone Cockney this morning.
God blimey, Governor, it's me, Tony Martin. Oh, it must be a good show today.
All right, Gov.
Yeah, what do we got?
What are we sitting on?
Good stuff. Soup.
I know you're preparing, getting in shape for an audition today for a TV show.
Don't say what it is. You'll get in trouble.
That's true. Because your problem is you mention things before they happen.
That's true. You wonder why it blows up in your face.
Like a Hume style.
Yeah,
movie show expert.
He's pretty been up for every major role in every major film for the last 35 years.
Just hasn't gone his way.
Yeah, it's because he keeps mentioning it on this show.
Who's that Robert De Niro?
He just thinks nobody's listening.
That's true.
Maybe that is.
Maybe that's true. Never mind.
What do you got, Tone?
Well, we're just
working away.
The subject.
Can you give us a hint? You told me it's a nerd. You're going for a nerd.
Yeah, role. Playing a very detailed portrayal of a technology ex-bear.
Oh, you mean like Edgar Styles on 24?
Yes, helping out the police.
All right.
Are you wearing a headset and pulling up schematics? Get out of there, man! Anything like that? Talking to someone, walking them through?
I might be. I click into a live feed.
Yeah.
That helps. That's one of my lines.
You've got to be able to bring up the schematics on any building in town in about a second and a half.
Yeah.
And possibly have a camera.
Do a security camera.
Maybe I've just got a series of blueprints that I fumble through.
Yeah. So I know them all.
Right. How about that?
So why didn't we get a call, Richard?
I don't know.
It's a lot of
the description says likable.
That's you out.
That's me gone.
Is it Mac or PC? Do you know?
I don't know, Richard.
Right. Well, this is the research that a role like that would demand.
Is that right, Prof?
Yeah, I see.
I haven't seen you on road recently, Richard. What's happened?
I don't know. Put the handbrake on me.
Is that because of us talking about it? There's sort of a backlash in the writer's room? Because I know that would be a bitchy writer's room.
So sure. What were your big roles have been? You played Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
I'm Mel Gibson.
You did Mel Gibson.
I was in a parody of The Rich List this year.
Yes.
Someone wrote. Yeah. And I had two words in that.
Yep.
And what else have I...
Didn't you film a sketch with Ryan Shelton they didn't use?
That was The Rich List, but they held it up for a week.
They held it up.
And then you saw...
Yeah, I don't know. Is it something that's going on this show, maybe? Because we had to have our meeting with the program director after the show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the phone, in fact, calling us from Brisbane.
Mm.
Wasn't very happy with our interview with Angus Sampson.
Yeah.
I thought the interview went fine.
I did as well.
But have a listen to the PD on the phone after the show.
You are not there! I'm the beginning!
Get some Ritalin or something, that bloke. Still not.
Who is that, actually?
That's actually John Sweeney, respected BBC journalist for the Panorama program.
Oh, yeah. What's he going on about?
He snapped, and you're going, what could have caused him to snap? And then they say, he was interviewing someone from the Church of Scientology.
Okay, fair enough. Not great listeners, those guys. Good with the e-meter. Good to tell you what. Good at working out what's wrong with your personality while they're sitting on the street outside KFC.
Yeah.
Just dishing out.
He needs an audit, is what he needs. Imagine his silent
tone. No, you know what he needs? He needs a conversation with Alec Baldwin.
You make me feel like you are not there. I'm the beginning of that interview. You make me feel like a fool over and over and over again. You did not hear all the calls all of the interviews. I'm going to scrape your ass out when I see you.
Okay. Folks are angry. Some people driving off the road, do you suppose? You know, I've got a third one of those, but I reckon there'll be nobody listening if we play it. So let's have some beers and we're back in a moment. I'll get this. Here at Triple M, Get This, the name of the program. We've had a lot of people calling up wanting to hear John Sweeney again. It's a harsh old listen.
Yeah.
Many people didn't see the footage on the news, perhaps.
No, I didn't. I didn't know who he was this morning. He's just shouting at himself in the car park.
It's just a bloke 1 inch away from a Scientologist yelling at him. I think we've got him in conversation with Cockney hard man, Frank Butcher.
EastEnders.
Butcher from EastEnders.
I can't come charging up to your sandy old.
You are not there.
What the hell?
You are putting the second half on the interview.
Oh, Mr. Some cock, I've been thinking about nothing. Like the dozy big plough he always was.
You cannot understand what you're saying.
Now on, you are dealing with death.
You were not there.
No more nice talk.
I have every right.
You cannot understand what you're saying.
Never enough weapon, huh?
Hot cow.
I don't know what host of Bargain Hunt David Dickinson was doing in there.
He's Roadshow Supremo. David Dickinson getting involved.
Now, is that Frank Butcher? He's the actor in... Is he in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels? Is that the guy, he's the boss man in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels?
He's in Snatch.
He's in Snatch.
Mike Reed. I think he's the bloke who's
feeding people to the pigs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think that's Mike Reed.
He's also an Alan Partridge, isn't he? What you have there is a couple of ponces talking rubbish. Is that him? Is that the one you...
Oh, Richard, please.
Don't worry, the three people who know what you're talking about will call him to correct us. Let's have some legal matters.
Not the opening to the deal here.
Let's have legal matters.
Laurie Oakes.
Jeez, man. Sneaking a stick shake during the shot when it's on the interviewee.
That's what he does. He reaches down.
Sucks on a thick shake.
Doesn't he have a backpack of thick shake? Like cyclists wear a backpack of Gatorade or whatever they do. He's just got a thick shake backpack with
it's straw to his
back. Time for legal matters.
I'm free.
What about this news from Melbourne? Melbourne's raunchiest car wash is facing fines of up to 20 grand for exceeding the number of bikini-clad strippers allowed on one site. This is a place called Kitten's Car Wash, operated by soaked-up women from strip clubs.
Great.
They're funding the...
You like that kind of thing.
Sure. There are regularly up to 5 women in bikinis and G-strings dancing and washing cars.
Dancing?
Just doing the old, you know, the Jessica Simpson video.
Ooh.
Suddenly you want to get your license and drive. I think the Nissan Navara people have very fine new sponsor for their huge pulling power. They're driving one in.
Yeah.
For us to have a look at.
Yeah.
And Ed doesn't have a license.
No.
So I don't know if you can even drive it.
No.
But suddenly, hear about this car wash.
Yeah, I'm down there now. I have to go, Tone. I'm sorry.
But do they wear bikini sponges? Is that what it is? Their bodies are the sponges? Is that how it rolls?
I don't think that bothers to think that far ahead.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, I don't know whether anyone's interested in actually having their car washed.
I'm going to have a girl wearing a chamois bikini that drives it off. And...
No, Richie, that's an interesting idea.
Okay.
Yeah, that is an interesting idea.
Mm.
So they'd just be lined up at the site.
Yeah,
so
it'd
be like a normal car wash.
You just drive through and they sort of run up and give it some and then step back.
To go through the corridor.
Yeah.
But listen to this. there's more. The owner yesterday said he would vigorously fight the allegations based on a technicality. Listen to what he's saying. The way we've structured the business is that there are, in fact, no staff working at the car wash.
Whoa.
They're all shareholders.
Is that right?
Isn't that a shareholders meeting you'd like to attend? Like the Telstra board, there's a lot of women in bikinis around a boardroom table.
Mm-hmm.
Demanding the minute.
Moving motions.
How's that?
So he's knocking the table.
He's not paying them, but they're all shareholders.
It's a good business.
Okay. Business opportunity.
We need some shareholders. I've always said that we should float this program. Get some shareholders up here. Get some investment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stock prices went up 3 cup sizes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Excuse me.
What else is going on in legal matters?
I'm free.
Mum drives son to rob jewellery store. Berlin, a 36-year-old German mother of 5, drove her son to a jewellery store he wanted to rob because she was afraid that he might come into some harm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a 17-year-old son and 2 accomplices robbed a jeweller in the eastern city of Dresden. The mother waited outside in the car. She said that she missed her son's first petty crime, but she was damn sure she wasn't going to miss his first grand larceny. She was shocked to see that he was off the rubber jewellery store wearing a dirty balaclava. She couldn't stand for it. A mother's work is never done. It never stops. She's got to take her youngest to upskirting, then pick up the girls from loitering to get home just in time to help the eldest with his backyard ice slab.
Of course.
I'm free.
Embarrassing. You've got your balaclava on and your mum's driving you to the bank room. Mum, can you drop me off around the corner?
Oh, no.
Take your lunch. Take your lunch.
Hey, I've got some legal matters.
I'm free.
From Wellington, New Zealand, New Zealand's police chief, Howard Broad, has admitted a pornographic film containing bestiality was shown at a party at his place 26 years ago. How's that?
Good, it must have been a good film. People still remember it.
There's the footage of the two assailants. No, not that footage. Not that footage. But listen to his defence. He said the film was shown as part of a police rugby club fundraiser.
Absolutely.
So it's bestiality for a good cause.
Yeah.
Wow, it's pretty disturbing watching that senior sergeant make enthusiastic physical love to a writhing pony, but hey, at least we'll have a new roof on the clubhouse.
I'm free.
Nothing says rugby. Like rigorous bestiality.
I think that completes legal matters.
Thank you.
Today. We'll be back next with, the game that's sweeping the nation.
TV Week.
Oh, yeah.
All cavalry.
Steve Earle with Copper Art Road here, and get this around the nation on Triple M. What do the Get This shareholders think of that one? We were talking about a car wash in Melbourne that's just all women in bikinis.
Yeah.
Jumping up and down. Ed seems to think trampolines are required.
Absolutely right.
Right.
We do two cars at once.
For a double-decker bus.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Got to clean the roof. Got to clean the sunroof somehow.
Dave has called up. Not Dave Graney, who'll be joining us in the next hour. Dave says, heaps of accidents outside that bikini car wash. I've been passed a few times.
I bet he has.
Good on you, Dave. His car is so heavily scrubbed, it's just like a metal frame. There's just no shell at all.
Yeah, one more, I reckon.
I reckon, yep. Talkback Mountain is coming up very soon, and a lot of people are saying, you know, the Pride King hasn't been delivering much lately.
Well, a lot of people, you know... Well, a lot of people are right, unfortunately.
No, they're wrong. We've got a fabulous new prize pack.
Cut price products from a discount store in another country. But what's then delivered to your door is something else.
Right.
It may look and feel the same, but what did you get?
Okay, all right. We did deliver a couple of boxes of sand by mistake.
Come on.
A said computer on the outside of the box.
It was all well and good until Anna Corrin got on the case.
Oh, that Corrin.
That's what he smartened up today to know that.
Blew it wide open.
Yeah. All right. In memory of our favourite Today Tonight journalist, Nicholas Boot, who chained a pensioner to a bed
on his own back
to make a point, it's time for radio's hottest new game, TV Week, All Cavalry. Publicists or people who work at the magazine themselves.
Yes.
So in order to demonstrate this, he's got some real letters from the TV Week and some fake ones, and it's up to me and Richard to work out which one's a cavalry.
Doesn't sound as good when you describe it, but let's see how we go, shall we?
All the sizzle just disappeared.
It really did.
I've enunciated the idea.
Okay. Ricardo.
Ready to go.
TV Week or moi? I've been watching Fashion House at 11 a.m. every weekday, and I have to say it's great. I think the Seven Network should put it on at another time in the day or later in the evening at a time that's better for working people. It should be enjoyed by a larger audience. It's really addictive.
Okay, I'm going to think through this one. I think that's clearly a real letter because there's no way the network could benefit from a letter like that.
There you go.
He's right.
Oh!
That's an actual letter from the pages of TV Week.
Somebody has decided they love a show that's on at 11 a.m. so much that they watch every day.
Yeah.
It deserves to be on in prime time because it's addictive.
All right. No, that's for real.
Okay. Tony Martin.
Yes.
Dear TV Week.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Channel 10. How about McConaughey? How about McConaughey? Just show back-to-back Matthew McConaughey movies for a whole month of the whole month of January. Then late at night, broadcast shirtless still shots of the hunk to help me get to sleep. Nudge, nudge. Sign Community Television's The Prof.
I'm saying that is real.
That is real. You're absolutely right.
That is real.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry about that. I didn't think they were printed, but
well,
there you go.
There you are, Rich.
In case you're wondering, Richard Marslander says the role of the prop on community television.
I've done it once.
Once. It's replayed a lot, though.
Career-defining role.
So far.
I'm typecast as the prop.
Okay. Richard.
Okay.
Richard.
Yeah.
Now, this is more of a general kind of a series of letters.
Yeah.
They've asked people what they think of Grey's Anatomy character Meredith. This should get people talking, question mark. And then 9 people supposedly have written in saying that she should marry Finn instead of McSomebody or another, because McSomebody or another is a rat, while McSomebody else is totally hot and dreamy.
I'm going to believe that's Stevie Wonder.
Absolutely right.
There's no thing in your life today. You can't have the words McDreamy or McSteamy. You've got to have them in there every single week.
A whole page.
Our producer, Nikki, is in love with Dr. McDreamy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Did you write one of those? Would you actually go as far as to write one of those 9 letters, though, do you think?
She's bored, you see. Too cynically, cavalry.
Brian. Tony.
Yes.
Dear TV Week, I watched The Sopranos on Channel 9 the other night and then cross-referenced the running time with a DVD that I own. The show ran 42:38 on TV and 42:34 on the DVD.
Did you think we wouldn't notice Channel 9? 4 seconds tonight. What next week? 8? 12? 24? Where will the point where will the second shaving nanny state end? Signed, angry.
I'm going to suggest that's real.
And written by?
Probably me.
There you are!
Absolutely! Seconds. Somebody's getting their skin. Who's getting my skin?
That's the problem.
Well done, guys. 100%
of that. It could have been the NTSC time difference.
Oh, that's true. It does say that here.
But I was asleep before I got to the end of the letter. Because people often wonder about this.
No, they don't.
They do. I swear to you. Okay, nerds.
Okay.
Say you watch a film on videotape, the old VHS.
I do that.
It goes 90 minutes.
Absolutely.
And then you look it up and Leonard Maltin, it's 94.
And you often hear conspiracy theories 4 minutes.
No, it's not.
No.
It's because our TV system is faster.
Oh,
by one frame.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Our movies are shown on DVD and TV on the PAL system at 25 frames a second. So over a 90-minute film, you lose it. You're actually saving about 4 minutes.
I mean,
if you watch a movie in America and then come back and watch it, if you were to watch it,
which you have a gun,
you'd save 4 seconds.
I've got a mouth which I'd like to use with at the moment.
All right, we've effectively lost everybody, and now we can start again.
Building the audience.
That's what we like to do. Hey, we're going to win them back because in the next half hour,
what have we got?
What have you found on the internet? That always leads to trouble.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be next.
Filled with a lot of water, vodka, and very toxic chemicals.
Get this around the nation on Triple M, and a lot of people call up during the ad breaks.
Not
in every state, obviously. There's a lot of references to certain products. I don't know why they don't just use our idea of replacing the words with nutty sound effects.
I know.
Are you suffering from erectile, possibly premature?
No. Everyone's happy then.
It's tracking for your flatmate.
That's the noise.
Speaking
of out of your bedroom,
we've been talking about
it again.
I'm living next to the Hanna-Barbera factory. Young Jim has called us up.
Yeah,
Young Jim. Been talking on air about what to do for August. The sci-fi nerds, they want Borgus.
I know they do.
The Guzzy fans,
yes.
They want all Guz. The pirate fans want Argus. Fun to say, but quite tiring.
Very tiring.
Young Jim has something for everyone. What about Norgus?
Jim.
What do the shareholders think of that? I don't know what exactly goes on in Norgus, but
I do.
I guess you can't get swashed successfully. What about some music?
Sure.
I'd really like to rock out at this point.
Okay.
Hit it, Mr. Marsland.
Thank you.
Got it all out now.
Feel good.
I was Ed Cavalli and the I'll Get You Butler trio here.
I get this on Triple M, where our producer Nikki claims that already Norgus is up on the whiteboard.
Oh, that's very juvenile.
Come on, guys.
Represent it with words, not with bats.
Please. Any excuse to draw tits on a whiteboard.
Any excuse to get two mounds of jelly together.
Okay.
Parade them around.
Why can't we get our podcast happening? This is bizarre. Yesterday, at this time, we wasted 3 minutes bigging up Podcast 83, saying you've got to check it out. It's one of the best yet. It's got Donkey Courtroom on it.
Which is what? For those who assume that that's just a donkey in a courtroom, what it is, it's a horrible attempt by myself to do a sketch live. I blame a few things. Richard, the computer system, and Tony's hogging of the Matt Dower production time. And then my own inadequacies, of course.
Yeah, it's all in there, or at least I thought it was, because I got home and I thought, I better just check the podcast. And it only ran 25 seconds.
Good. Just really cut it down.
Someone at the internet department's gone, after the opening 25 seconds, it really tails off. And I'm sure they wouldn't have wanted that Donkey Courtroom thing on the air.
Mistake.
It's actually about 42 minutes.
Good value.
All of last.
Great value.
Because it's free.
And it's a perfect gift for Father's Day.
You're going to get yourself under Carrie Ann with. You know,
you reckon?
Agreeing like that. That was perfect kind of... That was vacuum salesman timing at its best.
That was non-force compliance. That's what that was.
I'm vacuuming all this dirt up.
Oh, geez, that's efficient.
So, Rich, we apologise if you received a 25-second podcast in your letterbox yesterday. I understand it's now correct on iTunes, but if you're going via the Triple M website and doing all that cut and paste, it's still only 25 seconds. Why is that?
You think I'm
rich?
No, I don't. I'm not. Ed's playing a nerd this afternoon. Maybe he could sort it out.
If you could sort that out, that would be really impressive at your audition.
Auditioning for the role of a nerd on a prominent.
No. A likable expert.
Okay. That's what we need. Okay, Cecilia, keep downloading it, and we want it to be longer than 25 seconds by the end of today.
See how we go.
A lot of work has gone into Podcast 83. It's worth hearing in its entirety.
Let's hope so.
Speaking of trouble, what about the water shortage? Here's the latest.
Angry farmers in Langland say they're being sent to the brink because they can't afford water from a nearby bore.
And we have a recording of that bore here.
I think that there's things to do that appeal to a broader audience.
Yeah, I think that's
National
icon. It's time to climb Talkback Mountain. What do you want today? Do you want us to go back to basics? Back to basics, man. This is the original Talkback Mountain theme. It's a little Mount Everest price guessing game on The Price is Right. The hardest game they had, Rich.
Yeah.
It was impossible.
Well, it's amazing hearing how elaborate the Talkback Mountain themes have gotten. And then go back to the original. It's like watching early Simpsons episodes. You know what I mean? Where his voice isn't right.
That he had three fingers in those days. What about the YouTube? US soldiers in Iraq reacted with dismay yesterday. It is dismay after them. After the Pentagon has blocked their access to websites, including YouTube and MySpace, used widely to send and receive messages and pictures to loved ones at home, the Pentagon say the decision has been made for security issues to protect sensitive information being seen by the enemy. So while you're looking in the foreground at those guys charging and knocking over that portal loop while the bloke's inside,
hilarious.
Up the back, secret missile gear.
Military secrets up the back.
That's nonsense.
They've got the how to get rid of the insurgents whiteboard in full view. The inside mind is how to get rid of the insurgents. We can look out and see what they're saying.
It's because they're clamping down on any footage of anything nasty that might deter people from signing up for a bit of war. They won't allow the shots of the coffins with the flags on the proper news, but suddenly, look at this comedy beheading we've cooked up on YouTube. That's what it's really about.
I know that.
But you've seen a fair bit of that footage.
Yeah, I watched a lot of it.
Yeah.
Very disturbing.
Any military secrets coming your way?
So people really love shooting at stuff. it's mostly just sort of M16s going off and hysterical laughter in the background.
Fantastic.
It's quite an interesting sitcom they're working on.
All right, so that's blocked.
Yeah.
What is still on there? I know a lot of
YouTube is dedicated to Big Brother excerpts from around the world. And, you know, there's been some suggestion, I don't know if it's reflected in ratings, that maybe this series of Big Brother in Australia hasn't caught on.
Well, I definitely think they're getting less press, which is good.
Yeah. But listen, they're reversing that. This will turn things around. No. We've got a call from Luke in Brisbane.
Luke,
who says, Hayley did a pee on Big Brother in bed last night. Luke says,
it was cool.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, Luke.
Hell into the pee.
Come on, Luke.
That was cool.
I don't know. Is that going to turn it around? Is that a network directive, do you think?
Yes, someone is going to have to take a piss in bed, and we're going to pull this thing out of the black.
We'll do it.
Good, it's a good act for her nightclub appearances, though.
Hayley!
You did it.
All right. What else is on the YouTube? What have you seen on there?
Cats.
Not just the YouTube. Let's just say what is on the internet.
On the internet.
Let's widen this out. Anything on the internet.
I'm going to go. I'm going to two sites today. Overheardinnewyork.com. All one word. Overheardinnewyork. And yeah. .com.
Yeah.
Hilarious things people have heard on the trains in New York, etc., etc. And YouTube has really smartened up its act. For a long time, when you typed in gymnastics accidents, it was the same tired old clips.
The guy running into the vaulting horse.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Full of classic.
Yeah. Nothing says fine like a pummel horse, you know. And so he... But now they've updated them, don't.
What
is
it?
It's a whole new bat. It's a whole new bat.
Oh, new gear.
Yes, all new gear.
Oh, it's like if you type in funny dogs.
Yes.
Type that into YouTube and you get that fantastic clip of the tiny dog with a barbell in its mouth. So it's a small chihuahua carrying a... You know, a small barbell in its mouth, and somehow this is causing the dog to tip over so that its back legs are off the ground. It's running on its front board.
That's pretty good.
You can watch that over and over again. It's only a 4-second clip.
It's worth it.
But you could put that on TV on a loop for an hour, and that would rate 39.
You win. It'll beat McDreamy. You get a guy standing at the back looking moody in a lab coat, McDreamy style. Straight to the top.
What have you found on the internet, Richard?
Well, speaking of the army, online on YouTube, and this is a couple of years old now, but it constantly makes me laugh. Is This the Way to Amarillo, performed by the British Army.
Oh, that's great.
In the desert, and they did it as a parody of something that was a parody anyway.
Yeah.
It was like on Comic Relief.
There was Peter Kay, the comedian, did it.
That's it. And it's just one big shot of them running towards the camera. So it's one big long tracking shot around this army base, this British Army base, and it gets more and more elaborate as it goes on. So, yeah, no, it's really fantastic. I think if you type in, you know the old, it's Tony Christie, is that the song?
I think so.
Is This the Way to Amarillo?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Won't be signing up for the army, clearly.
And it's just brilliant. It's really soldiers entertaining themselves at Christmas time.
Once the Iraqi, you know, insurgent forces see that footage.
Yeah. Oh, my God! The middle of the road, George! What have we got?
Nothing.
Mainly standing.
Nothing.
All right, what have you found on the internet?
Yeah.
Anything at all. Doesn't have to be footage.
No.
Anything at all. 1-3-3-5-3. This on Triple M. It's not 3 a.m. We're not running that late.
No, not yet.
Today we're playing what's on the internet now that all these US Army clips have been taken down.
Mm-hmm.
What's up there?
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Tony Ed, how's the day going, fellas?
You're saying hello to Richard Marsland, I hope.
Yeah,
hey, Rich. Good work, Ben. Put him back in his box. What have you seen on the internet, bro?
RareTV.com. If you're loving the 80s, fellas, I listen to you guys every day talking about the 80s, go have a look at the TV shows on there. You name it, it's there. Like, I was looking up, like, The Goodies, I was looking up Teabag, I was looking up Mysterious Cities of Gold, just all 80s gold.
Mysterious Cities of Gold was the cartoon, was it not?
Yeah. Yeah, they're every subject you can think of on RareTV.com.
Yeah. Animal, have they got Animal up there?
I can't say for sure. Can't have a look.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Mecca of 80s.
All right. Sapphire and Steel. That'd be up there.
Ooh. Small wonder.
Okay. Small wonder.
All right. You two have lost me. Now I have to go check these out.
I think you have to go to rare80stv.com to type in Teabag, but who have we got next?
Screw that in. Hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
Oh, excellent, excellent. What have you found on the net?
A Siamese grape for sale on eBay.
What's so good about it? Is this where two grapes are joined together?
And how much do they want?
$10. The funny part is it's got can't believe it when I saw it, and to think I nearly let my girlfriend eat it.
Wow. I will get home today and my Labrador will be bidding for that. Paws on the keyboard going, look at that! Tiny grape man! That's going to taste fantastic!
And another little footnote there, it's got, it's highly likely that the grape will not remain frozen. I will express post it in a container to make sure it stays in one piece. So just imagine it, you'll get a soggy, green, mushy Chinese grape.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you, Angela.
When they were inventing the internet and computers, did they imagine where it would lead?
How easy our lives would be. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm excellent. What have you found?
Well, have you ever heard of Balls of Steel on YouTube?
Now, this is a British television program. It's good, isn't it? A friend of mine at Channel 9 showed it to me. They're showing it on Foxtel.
They are, yeah, on the Comedy Channel. Yeah. So what happens on Balls of Steel?
Well, this bloke goes around to, like, shopping malls and stuff and gets the security tags off clothing and then just walks out with that and lets the security guard chase him. And when he gets to a fast food restaurant, like Macca's or something, he wins.
Oh, I think I saw the episode that Jeff Bennick was on.
And they have a guy who does, urban rodeo, a very small man that just runs up and jumps on the back of larger people and sees how long he can stay on.
Yeah, and when they buck him off, he runs.
He runs. These are the tricks Howard and Rudd are going to need to learn to impress the electorate before the end of the year. Good stuff. Balls of Steel. What's next?
Thanks, Glenn. Hi, Brett.
G'day, how's it going?
Excellent, mate. What have you found?
It's a few clips on YouTube by this bloke who beat boxes while playing the flute at the same time. It looks semi-professionally done. Really? He's just in front of a white screen.
Semi-professional, wow.
Yeah, he does all sorts of show tunes, like he does the Axel Foley theme.
Oh, yeah.
He does Inspector Gadget theme, Super Mario Brothers theme.
What do you type in to find this?
Beatbox flute player.
Because if you type in man playing with flute, you never know what you might find. Yeah. So thank you.
Coincidentally, speaking about that, I made a mistake of hiring Short Bus.
Oh, yeah. We did warn you.
There you go, yeah. Brent.
I watched it with a mate and he threw up at around 34 minutes.
Thanks, Brett. Finally, Brendan, how are you, sir?
G'day, fellas. How's Trix?
We are... Trix is great. And what have you found, bro?
Get onto YouTube and type in gay He-Man what's up.
What do you find?
Someone's taken the trouble to completely dub over Four Non Blondes' hit track What's Going On over a few He-Man clips, but it is so perfectly dubbed,
really?
You'll pee a little bit. It is phenomenal.
Thanks, Brenda. That's great. And look, I know we weren't going to take any more, but Jason has been on the line.
Oh, Jason.
10 minutes. What have you here?
Jason. Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Mate, we are excellent. What have you found?
On YouTube, I've typed in John Blackman from Hey Hey, It's Fat Day fame.
Yes.
And, it's a commercial he did in the early 1980s for Toyota Corollas.
Yes.
And it's just basically a swear fest of bloopers.
Great. I don't think you're
So. Corolla's really getting going now. Thank you, Joe. Well, that's on your YouTube. We'll check that out.
Yeah, that's either the bloopers I want to see or the bloopers from Holiday Island.
What is that?
That was we don't have time for that discussion here, but it was a soap opera the Blackers was in playing and drunk.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
RedTV.com. And joining us in the next hour, the head of our music department here at Get This. We love him. It's Dave Graney.
Let's just let go willy-nilly. We don't know what's going to happen, and can we reverse it? Consequently, if things are starting to fall apart.
Thank you. documentary about Sir Robert Hilton on the ABC. I think Triple M were presenting that.
Yeah.
I think they might have been. So. And was that you and Claire Moore providing the music?
Well,
you're getting a lot more, obviously since Bad Egg, a lot more offers to score things.
Not as much as a life party. Not as much as a life party. That was very enjoyable. Not as enjoyable as just being a life
party. Yeah, you're from
the precision, the demands of the director on that movie were incredible. The
shortness were unnecessary. Now, you're from Mount Gambier, Sir Robert Helpman from Mount Gambier. Is that the reason they contacted you?
That sort of thing. There was a bit of that element to it, yes.
No. Still no sign of that statue. We've been pushing for that statue. Grainy statue. Grainy statue.
Well, Nick Cave wants to have one in Wangaratta up there.
Really?
He was talking about it a few years ago. He wanted to have him on a giant rearing stallion. And he was going to see who was going to pay to get it made and then take it there.
Leave it in there. Anyway. And then years later it exploded and died. Molly's for the kids. There you go. Molly's for the kids.
And Ed, you don't have a license.
No.
It's expired,
Dave.
Just the skateboard you get around.
Yeah. Just my wind skateboard in Lexan style. Because, they're bringing in the Nissan Navara.
Yeah.
For us to have a crack at it.
You can put your skateboard on the wrist rack.
Oh, yeah. It's built for that.
So you go for the big long woody.
I do. I go for the longboard, street cruising. All right, we'll go Navara surfing. We'll go down to that bikini car wash.
Oh, yeah.
We've never talked about something that's attracted so much interest.
Oh, yes.
People calling in wanting the address. People from Brisbane calling in. The place is in Melbourne.
You ready for this? Mark says, right, Mark called and said he's just driven past Kittens and yelled out the window, "Show us your shareholders!"
Just joining us. The women who work there are not being paid, they are shareholders.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have your suggestion that they dry it with chamois and bikinis is not really practical. They should have like full body ones which would dry it more.
But you need to see some solar. Yeah. All right, we've dragged one of the nation's premier singers, songwriters, down to our level. That's what we do. And get this. That's noise works here.
They're doing the Baywatch theme.
Around the nation on Triple M. It's the second hour. And tidy yourself up, people. Look smart. It's Dave Graney.
You
can't get the materials for that. Look at it.
Dave can find a suit for 20 cents at an op shop.
Yeah.
And it just looks good.
It's in an op shop with one of those things where you put 20 cents in and the electric hand.
Skill tester. Is that what it's called? The skill tester?
It's called skill testers.
Yeah.
That's why they're so intriguing, because you don't want to be a person without skill.
I'd like to think that the Royal College of Surgeons, they teach people to remove body organs using the skill test. That'd be a test, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a spleen! Go for his liver, not the digital watch. Dave, what about, going through a car wash where it's women just with bikinis, like sort of Jessica Simpson style, just soaping up your car? Would you be on for that?
Well, that all comes from that movie with Paul Newman in it, isn't it?
Paul Hand Luke.
Right.
And the revival for Bring It On.
Right. It's a
very erotic scene in Cool Hand Luke because the fellas are on the chain gang and there's a woman outside the jail. Who washes a car,
right.
Her breasts soaking up, pushing against the car in the most vicious manner.
And it's funny because the washing gets more and more feverish, and then it cuts to all the convicts in a cold shower with Dennis Hopper singing, "Old MacDonald has."
Wow.
It sounds like you've watched it a few times here. I love Cool Hand Luke. Who eats all those eggs?
Cool Hand Luke.
It's Paul Newman.
It's Paul Newman. I see. And
it's a competition with George Kennedy.
Yeah, George Kennedy. That's who I was thinking of.
He's one of those actors like Aldo Ray, who Quentin Tarantino employed Bruce Willis because he said he was the modern-day Aldo Ray, but I don't think he makes as many films as Aldo Ray did.
We don't have a lot of references to Aldo Ray.
Have you seen Aldo Ray films?
I don't know.
Any movie set in fighting the Japanese or in Korea where there's a big, goofy, kind of bull-necked guy.
Hmm.
Take one for the team, as Aldo Ray.
Not Lee Bencliffe or John Philip Law.
No.
Don't confuse them. But this car wash business, okay, so that's what they're doing in Melbourne.
Yep.
Soaped up women, shareholders, as the manager calls them.
Right.
just go in your car with the Norgs. Mm. What about in Brisbane? They've gone one better. Peter has called us. Mark has also called in to say that in Albion, completely nude car wash for $80.
Hmm.
Or about $80, he said. Maybe there's a sort of full service.
Well, does the presence of shareholders make it more honourable?
Absolutely.
Morally acceptable.
It looks better in the annual report than the car wash.
It's a collective.
In
it's
Russia,
an autonomous collective.
Our images of Russia as a society is of people being permanently drunk. Mm. Is Australia permanently erotically charged?
Things like Zoom magazine, that's the kind of thing that's getting people wanting a nude car wash. And I think Cecilia was saying that, what is this, behind closed doors? Right. So it's like a kind of...
you got to know.
You drive in. It's not like open to the public.
Yeah, no, because then everyone has to get a free look.
Oh, I see.
It'll be lining up with the Woody.
With the Woody and the Navara.
Well,
all right.
I hope it's brushless.
The tone.
Come on.
They only wash cars with klaxon horns. That was a highbrow discussion about Aldo Ray. You've ruined it. Hey, we've got to talk to you about album covers. That's something we've never talked about with Dave. Let's do that next on Get This. Oh, look, leave me alone. That's Pink here at Get This Around the Nation. Dave Graney is with us. And if you're in Melbourne, you might want to get along to the East Brunswick Club this Saturday for Keeping It Unreal, Dave Graney, Claire Moore, and the Lurid Yellow Mist. How have you missed performing these days, Dave?
Very good, yeah.
Up to scratch. Are you a tough James Brown-style band leader?
Band leader, yeah. I am a facilitator.
Okay.
A medium.
I give them a space, Ed, where they can truly flower and be themselves.
Well, hang on. Let's say that I was playing guitar in the Mist.
Yeah. You wouldn't. You're too tall.
Really?
Yeah. I don't let anybody any taller than me.
What if I'm sitting down?
Oh, yes, that's
slide guitar.
Yeah.
So if I was playing slide guitar and I felt a solo.
You're too young. Yeah.
I had Heath Ledger's aging makeup on from Brokeback Mountain.
Yes.
And I'm sitting down playing slide guitar in the Mist.
Yeah. And I don't like slide guitar.
All right. I'm playing electric kazoo.
Yeah.
And I feel a solo coming on.
Let me put you on the piano.
All right, I'm playing keys.
Yeah.
Two keyboards though.
Yeah.
Yanni style. Yeah. And if I really feel it, can I just bust a solo in the Mist? Is that okay? 3.5 minute solo.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's like a thin hour. That's a good bet.
Low. It's 8 bars or something. Get in there.
How long's that?
Put it in the pocket really quickly.
A few licks.
All right.
That's great.
See, some bands you have to apply in writing to do a solo. Months in advance. What about, have you ever just cracked it on stage, Dave, and stormed off? Trent Reznor in Melbourne. So I think in Melbourne, the Nine Inch Nails, somebody shouted out something during the last song and he just snapped and walked off.
Have you ever done it? Yeah, Ryan, who was it, Ryan? He's the fellow who does the summer of 69.
Brian Adams.
Yeah. Opposite of people say Brian Adams. There's always somebody there. We yell out Brian Adams. So, I think
Brian Adams.
Moment that's always waiting to happen. And if I went to one of his concerts, I would yell out.
Yeah, of course.
See what happens.
You just want a banner to unfurl. Summer of 69.
I want my money back.
But listen, I
enjoy those moments.
Yeah, okay. Well, Trent Reznor.
Brian Jones down Massacre came in Melbourne last time.
Oh, yeah.
And he cracked the shits for the entire gig. And people loved it. It's the best gig they've ever been.
Now, they're that band in that documentary, Deep, that was about them and the Dandy Warhols. Mm. And they punch each other on stage. Punch-ups.
There's plenty of bands that have done that.
Really?
The Kinks, famously. Any band with brothers, they love to punch on.
Mm.
Like Oasis, it's no big deal with brothers to punch each other.
Yeah, punch in the face means nothing if you're family.
It's shocking to outsiders.
But what about Trent Reznor going his record company for charging too much for his album? Mm. He discovered that, he was here in Australia, that his latest record is $10 more than other top 40 CDs.
Mm.
The record company rep says to him, "Oh, but your packaging is a lot more expensive."
That's true.
Reznor says, "I know how much the packaging costs. It costs 83 cents more to have a CD with colour-changing ink on it. I'm taking the hit on that, not them." So I said, "It doesn't cost $10 more." And according to Reznor, the record company bloke goes, "Yeah, you're right, it doesn't. basically, it's because we know you've got a core audience that's going to buy whatever we put out. Mm. Now, I'm sure that's not word for word.
Mm. But do you ever go
into... Do you do that, Dave? Would you police the fans like that?
No. I don't know what that's all about. It's undignified for fellas to be talking about the price of ink.
That's true. It's not a good look for rock and roll.
Arguments about ink.
But what about, have you ever come up with a cover that was just too expensive to do?
Anything like that?
Well, this is, if you're talking about working with a large record company, which is like, you know, I briefly did, you know, in the 90s, I'm briefly attracted to that kind of entertainment concern.
When you're emo.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm not attracted to that kind of concern at the moment. Most of my career, I've been very ugly. And now those kinds of concerns don't really exist.
No. But you have Tony functioning. Marnie does all of your album covers. They're always beautiful. Mm. But sometimes, I remember me and Mick Malloy, there was one years ago by Pink Floyd called Pulse, and it was a live album, and it had a LED light in the spine. It just went on and off, on and off, and you could see it from the other side of the record, record shop. Me and Mick Malloy were going to call one of our albums Blow It Out Your Arse.
Mm.
And the idea was it wouldn't say that anywhere on the cover, but it would just be a blank cover, but on the spine there'd be an LED light that would say the phrase Blow It Out Your Arse in Morse code.
Oh, wow.
And the record company said to us, if you want a consistent pulse like Pink Floyd, that's fine. But if it has irregular pulses, too expensive. That was going to be like $10 more.
So really? It's very, very difficult to differentiate CDs from other CDs. Right. So that, often people just want to make them a bit different. Albums, you know, with, you know, long playing albums, you know, they had much more innovative things,
sold out,
larger things for the image,
and more to work with.
Yeah, beautiful embossed feels on the cardboard. And I saw a really great one once by a prog rock band, and it was a concept album about us coming from outer space, and it was a Gothic church, and you opened it up, and as you opened it up, like a pop-up book, the church steeple became a rocket ship.
Fantastic.
No, you can't do that with CDs.
No. You know, with CDs going, really the only creative area is that little line on your iPod that describes what the track is.
Yeah.
There's not a lot you can do with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sad day, isn't it?
There we go.
The music industry. Yeah. Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to play Name That Tune, but we're going to do it the other way around. We want you to call up and play us any bit of music you want. We're going to guess it. We're not going to do that for about another 20 minutes. We just want you to start going and queuing it up. And queuing it up now.
Did you get the Blow It Out Your Arse thing out then? Did that come through?
No, it didn't. See, we couldn't do that. And they said it was too expensive and offensive to sailors who might be in the record.
So true.
No, we didn't. And in the end, I think that was the album where they said, why don't you have a positive message for the kids for once? So it was called Eat Your Pea.
There it is.
And, didn't do as well as Blow It Out Your Arse. Do we want some ads here, Mr. Marsland?
Yeah.
I think we do. We'll be back to play some kind of ill-conceived game next. Come get this?
One bizarre brew.
Let's get this around the nation on Triple M, of course it is, thanks to the Nissan Navara with its huge pulling power. Yeah. Dave Graney has joined us. We're going to play Name That Tune. We want people to queue up any bizarre bit of music you've got at home, play it to us down the line, and we'll see if we can identify it, surely, with the expertise in this room.
Yeah, I have a very refined and elitist sensibility.
What's on the turntable?
I try and tune into the people out there.
All right.
I know nothing about many things that they consider top shelf.
Oh, between us, we'll have it all covered. Ed, obviously, who do
you... I've got Screamo and Jive Bunny covered.
Yes, I've got Cockney Show Tunes covered. Richard's Pussycat Dolls band. And Dave, what is on the turntable out at the Ponderosa at the moment?
The soundtrack music of John Barry.
Oh, really? Who did, the James Bond, not the theme.
Zulu, yeah. Theme from The Persuaders, The Lion in Winter.
Beautiful.
So if anyone was going to ring in with that, don't bother. You already got it.
What's playing at your place, Ed, at the moment? Do your housemates, you know, outvote you on the stereo?
Yeah, there's not a lot of music. It's always weird, sort of long periods of silence at my house.
You're just all sitting around with your iPods.
No, I don't have an iPod.
Polishing your woodies.
Sorry, that's a youth.
Almost needed a boy there. No, I've been watching pirated downloads.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, I watched The Wire.
It's happening now.
I'm tomorrow. Yeah. I'm not now. I'm tomorrow. Or sometime into next week. I'm so up to date.
We're just not illegal enough over here. But hang on, The Wire. Now, this is a show we go on and on about. It's an HBO series. You can get it on DVD. And the first series, the whole 13 hours of the first series, you can get for $24.95 at JB Hi-Fi. That's not
illegal. And if that's not your cup of tea, Stingers is out on DVD.
And so is A Lower Low. Dave, you've had a look at The Wire.
I love The Wire, yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Avon Barksdale and Singer Bell. The great villains in this.
Great homies. Yes. Sweet homies. What is amazing about it is towards the end of the series, there's like a scene where they get all the characters into one room. And there's like 60 characters, and yet you know who all of them are. And you're going, hang on, I've only seen that guy for like about 10 seconds in one episode.
Yeah, some very heartbreaking moments in it when the young boy dies.
I think the best way to describe it to people who haven't seen it before is Ugly Betty meets Grey's Anatomy. So it's a real winner.
What?
It's a real winner.
It's a cop show that's way better than cop shows normally are.
Any way to describe it.
Anyway.
Okay, is that giving people enough time to queue up their recordings?
Well, Phil.
Anything you want, call us up, play a bit down the phone, and we'll try and identify it. And it's a surprise if you stump us here.
I'm not expecting much, Tony.
Oh, Dave's raising the bar. Don't give our listeners a challenge.
No, there's a prize. If you stump us, you'll get a copy of Illegal Download.
Are you serious? Yeah. We still have a few copies of the very rare limited edition Get This album, which I think Dave Brady makes an appearance.
Does make an appearance. Yes. I've got a couple of copies of Keeping It Unreal here.
Oh, that's
right.
That's a great album.
Going as well.
Albums for everybody. Give us a call.
Looking good.
Stump us with a tune. 133353. And we're pushed down under. Thanks to that increased pulling power here at Get This on Triple S. And Navarro, we have queued up actual listeners. We've got Dave Graney here. He's ready to go. We are going to play, not name that tune, name this tune. The tunes are coming from the listeners.
Wow. Okay, hello, Sean.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We are excellent.
Good, good.
Give it a hit, son. Let's hear it.
Okay, here we go.
That's the Bauhaus.
Sean?
There are a couple of pure kernel.
Are you there, Sean?
I am.
Okay. Was that Bauhaus?
No.
What was it then?
Should have been.
It was Spiz Energy with Where's Captain Kirk.
Very good. Wow. That's very good, Sean.
We should have known.
Where's Captain Kirk?
Yeah, that's the one.
We should have known to get this listen.
What did he turn into after Spiz Energy? He had another name, didn't he?
Captain Sensible was from the dam, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Sean. You stumped us. You get Dave Graney and Claire Moore's Keeping It Unreal.
Oh,
a copy of Illegal Download. Well done, son.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Tony, you're next. How are you, sir?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're down one, so that's so give it a hit, son. What do you got?
Okay.
Listening to Triple M.
That's the Subhumans with Jesus entering from behind.
Well, yeah, I couldn't hear you guys because I
was it the Subhumans?
No, it's
Jesus entering from behind.
Oh, no.
Who was it?
John Blackett.
Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Oh.
Gilbert O'Sullivan do that song Alone Again naturally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hang on a second. Hang on.
Let's hear a bit more. What's happened? Get to the chorus. Oh.
Just you hitting a box. Gilbert used to be his manager's gardener while he had songs at number one on the charts. And he wrote a song about his manager's daughter, Claire, that also went to number one. And he was still doing the gardening.
Tony, we've finished guessing, bro. But thank you for continuing to fight the good fight.
Just going to teaching, I think.
Our listeners know, no dead air. No dead air.
A couple of albums for you, Tony.
Oh, thanks, cool.
Thanks for the call, brother. Hello, Ian. How are you, bro? Ian, you there?
Ian.
Justin? You there, bro?
Good,
Yeah, how you going, crew?
Hey, we finally got something right.
Yay!
Give it a hit.
Okay, you guys.
There we go. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, mate.
Oh, I do know this.
Elvis, it's
not the Buggles, Einstein, and Go-Go.
No.
That's from the soundtrack of Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS.
No.
What is it, sir?
It's Usher, Beauchelet, and Brett Lee, You're the One for Me.
That's his number one, isn't it?
Tony wouldn't know, though. That's a sport. Kind of
what you're saying is that this is something that's actually incredibly popular that we don't know about. Okay, don't forget The Wire on DVD.
Hey, Justin, well done. A couple of albums for you, my friend.
Cheers,
no worries, mate. Have a good day. Who's next, Marcel?
Who's going to kick our ass next?
Ian, are you there, mate?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Oh, it's Ian. It's Ian from Brisbane, isn't it?
That's right.
All right, so you how was the, had a good morning at the new car wash, have we?
Oh, mate, I actually work just around the corner from there.
Really?
How many times have you?
They often have Dolly Birds having a big sign up, and it varies between topless, nude, or, you know, just all that sort of car wash waving around with them themselves.
Topless, nude, just depends how clean you want your car.
Now, all right, give it a hit. What do you got for us?
That's the Doors. That's the live version of Roadhouse Blues, yeah.
Is Dave right, Ian?
Was it the Doors, Roadhouse Blues Live?
Oh, I hate when you get that right.
Yeah.
She was a bit drunk on that one.
Thank you, Ian. Always
just naming the tune, identifying the level of sobriety of the singer. Here it
is. Now, is it Rob, Rich, or who is it?
On the line. Yeah, Rob.
Rob, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, sir. Let's hear it. Hit us with it.
All right, go for it, guys.
Us?
Oh, I see. You think we're going to play you a tune? I don't like that. That's from the movie Ben, isn't it? Soundtrack. Yeah. The Abominable Dr. Fives.
Or possibly Dr. Fives Rises Again.
Yeah. Are you there, Rob?
Yes, I am.
Is it from Dr. Fives? Are we right?
No, guys, it's from the Transformers movie. You should know that.
It was obviously the poor fidelity down the phone line that's something there.
I beg to differ, we shouldn't know that.
We do play it a lot in the office. We should know that one.
It's the really emotional track, The Death of Optimus Prime.
Very emotional. Richard had tears. Look, that is a fantastic. We have been stumped again. Give that man an album.
For you, Rob. Thank you, sir.
We've got more people on the line. Let's keep this going. We'll do that next on Get This. That's Fallout Boy here at Get This on Triple M. And Damo has emailed in to say if Fallout Boy expect us to believe they're singing about an arms race, they're sadly mistaken. Anyone with ears can tell he's saying clearly this is a goddamn arse face. Have a listen next time. Ooh. It does sound more like arse face than arms race.
Damo,
me.
Onto it.
Well done, Damo. Dave Graney is here. He doesn't need to hear that sort of language.
I have no opinion on that.
Good on you.
Sorry.
Well dodged. No, but our listeners are here with tunes to stump us from their own record crates. Anyway.
Who's going next? Hey, Walker.
How you going there, boys?
All right, we are excellent, sir. Now, stump us. Away you go.
You'll get it. Here we go.
Go,
I love the pause.
It's all on the vinyl.
Drop the needle.
Next time, boys.
Did you get it?
I know what it is, but I can't.
Go on, Rich.
I mean, but I've seen the answer. But I know what it is anyway.
What is it, Rich?
Is it Morris Minor and the Majors, Stutter Rap?
You know it is.
Rap novelty songs now. Now they're hitting us with novelty songs.
Come on, guys.
Okay,
here
with a Dave Graney song.
No, station. Back on. Hey, thanks, Walker. Album for you. He's hung up.
It's an album for you. Call back for your album, sir.
Crystal, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Sorry, back off.
Yeah. Sorry, you better watch out. Dave. Turned on the list.
Crystal, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Thomastown.
Just dying to hear what we'll now call the Thomastown sound.
Way you go, Crystal.
Okay.
Fire it up. Here we go.
Any idea?
James nodding off. I'm going to guess submarine bells by the Chill. No?
No. It's called Over the Hills and Far Away by Nelson Burns.
Do you know that one, though?
I'm going to go and get that album.
Nelson Burns.
Very relaxing.
Demographic cheering in the streets.
The emotional carnage of that Fallout Boy that was restored my spirits.
Yeah, it's restored.
There we go. Crystal, albums for you. Thank you very much for playing and well stumped.
I think we need to be stumped one final
Jason,
time.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you calling from, Jason?
I'm calling from a car at Ringwood.
Okay, of course you are. You're ready to be
in the rain.
Well, there's a lot of soaping opportunities out there, but hit us with your tune.
Okay. It's in the car.
Sure, I'm sure it is, right?
No worries.
Here we go.
Can we get the back seat?
Coming.
Yeah, no worries. Don't queue it up before you get on the air.
That's just you using a hairdryer on a snare. I don't know, Jane. I'm getting. Is it Sticks, Mr. Roboto?
No. Close.
Don't have any guesses.
Killing Joke, the pandies are coming.
Oh. Do you want to hear him sing?
Yeah, go to the singing bit.
There we go.
It's Bowie's theme to cat people. Is it?
Shit. Yeah, it's sort of like a different version. I think there's a sort of a more boppier version, and this is like a different version.
A different version on Let's Dance. All right.
Well, you still get an album, Jason. Thank you for that.
We're barely maintaining our dignity on the side of this thing, but I'm sorry.
Bowie's version of the theme song for Cat People. Mm. Is that going to run in the next hour or so? Triple M? Is it coming up after Maroon 5?
I'd like to think so.
Amazing.
You know, hey, we mentioned our sponsor.
The
Nissan Navara. Mm. But, you know, there were a lot of people trying to become sponsors of this show. Do you remember this crazy bloke?
I'm Bob Johnson, and I'm smashing all of my prices. Look, here's some prices. Now they're smashed. Thanks to me, Bob Johnson, and this hammer. Look at this price. $755. Completely illegible. Contact prices. There goes another one. Was $2,995. Now, who could possibly read that? But I'm not stopping there. These prices over here have been getting away with murder for years. Now they're beaten to a bloody pulp on the floor of my showroom. Because I'm smashing all of my prices into a God, I hate them. Look at these prices over here. Out they go at ludicrous reductions. One from the roof of the by 15 convenient shares. No amount of regulation can possibly decipher. Hang on, missed one. God, I hate these prices.
Bob Johnson, smashing prices for no discernible reason. Pointlessly standing on the roof of his store in his underpants saying, why did she leave me? Weren't the brain-snapping bargains enough? Future destroyed, life now futile, must smash all my prices at all my stores. My beautiful stores, he won't take them from me. I'm Bob Johnson, dammit.
Bob Johnson, he's crazy mother... Always boys on the knife edge of sanity and you reap the benefits.
Okay, is that all right?
Yes, fine, mate.
Do you think there's enough smashing noises?
Oh, there's plenty of them, mate.
You don't think we should just add a few more?
No, there's plenty there.
I really want to sell the whole smashing prices.
Yes, I think you got that idea.
Okay. All right, then. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, see you, Bob. Okay.
See you, guys.
See ya.
Thanks, mate.
Watch out for that glass door.
Oh, my vertebrae! Now a long, long chance of recovery!
See you on Saturday at the East Broken Club in Melbourne.
Yes, get down there for Dave Brady, Seymour, the Lurid Yellow Mist, and quite a few other hangers on.
Oh, from Wayne Savage, the threat about the bad sticks.
Yes, well, that show is coming to your town if you're not in Melbourne. Go and see that. Any other recommendations you'd like to get out of here, Mr. Dave? What do
you think? Let me see a band of rep called Snowman, go to see them, or off in New Zealand called Batrider. Incredible.
Batrider.
You're across with that rider down to the market.
Sounds fresh, sounds good.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Hungry. All right, thanks for coming in, Dave. Hello to Claire, if you're listening, and thanks to everyone who called us up today.
Oh, great challenge, guys. Excellent music.
Here's Craig. I think it was our program director talking to us on the phone after yesterday's show.